bonjour. Je vais parler en anglais parce que c'est pas facile pour moi de parler en français quand je parle de situation des femmes syriennes. First, I will speak about the history, a little bit about the history of the Syrian woman movement. The participation of Syrian women in politics began in the early 20th century, when they participated in the secret struggle against Ottoman oppression and then in the struggle against the French mandate over Syria. They formed many associations to defend women's rights and encourage their participation in the public sphere. Syria was represented by a Syrian woman at the United Nations in 1940. After independence in 1946, women participated in political parties and took part in demonstrations demanding the right to vote, which they won in 1949. They won the right to run for parliament in 1953. However, this promising process stopped when the Ba'ath Party took power in Syria in 1963 and established the one-party totalitarian, authoritarian regime, which deepened after Hafez al-Assad coup led him to power in 1970. Assad's regime banned opposition parties and civil society organizations. In 1980, under the pretext of defeating the Muslim Brotherhood movement, Hafez al-Assad regime dealt a severe blow to national secularism and leftism movements in general. In the 1950s, a group of women political activists, especially members of communist parties, were arrested and tortured. They spent many years in detention. On the other hand, the oppressive regime attempted to project a positive image to the world. Each cabinet formation included 30 ministers, one or two of whom were women, and about 12% of the members of parliament were women, appointed in the stage elections. The requirement of appointment was always loyalty rather than efficiency. None of the women deputies of the parliament contributed to the defense of women's rights. The regime signed in 2002 CEDAW Convention in a move to whitewash his image in the world. But it had reservations of many of its articles, including Article 2, to justify his failure to change any of the articles discriminating against women in the Constitution and in the law, or the laws. In 2008, all women deputies in the parliament voted for keeping the reservation regarding the CEDAW convention. Bashar al-Assad became the ruler of Syria after the death of his father in 2000. In the first year of his rule, he promised to free the public sphere and to accept opposing voices, which encouraged civil and political activists to mobilize. A movement later called Damascus Spring was born, and I was one of them, in which women participated effectively. The spring did not last long. The regime arrested many participants in that peaceful movement, including the arrest of Fida Hourani. She is a female activist, and she was the president of Damascus Declaration. That was in 2005. In March 2011, the Syrian revolution started as part of Arab Spring. Women participated actively in peaceful demonstration in all Syrian cities and villages, demanding freedom, justice, and dignity. They also participated and held leadership in the revolutionary organizations. Women activists were arrested by the regime and were subject to all forms of torture. Some of them died under torture. There are 62 documented cases of women activists killed under torture. Others were convinced in so-called counterterrorism courts and spend years in prison, and some of them are still in prison until now. Some activists disappeared, and their fate is still unknown, and some of them are our friends. Some women activists fled Syria, as we, the Syrian who all here, as other political and civil activists. They are now working from neighboring countries or from diaspora for Syria and for the people of Syria. The number of detainees in the regime prisons is estimated today at 8,000 women activists and 250 girls. Small girls. And some of these women, they have their small children with them in the prison. Peaceful demonstrations turned into an armed conflict between the regime and the revolutionaries. Many regional and international powers intervened. Terrorist factions who infiltrated Syria practice violence against women as much as the regime did or more. During that period, women were used as hostages by all parties to exchange prisoners, and rape was used as weapon to intimidate and humiliate the adversary. Syrian women activists who fled Syria has established many women and feminist organizations for relief, women empowerment, and calling for effective women political participation. The revolution has achieved sometimes a qualitative leap in the lives of women and a comprehensive change in their lives and encourage many of them to become civil and political activists. And others were in very bad situations. Despite the radical difference between both delegation committees of the regime from one side and from the opposition on the other side in Geneva, they agreed in only one thing, the marginalization of women. the presence of women in the delegation of the regime, as it was always been, a formality. Despite our efforts that made by women activists to ensure women's representation in the opposition delegation, no more than 5 to 6 women representatives were present from 36 persons in the committee. Yeah. It's always like this, no? The international community tends to stereotype women as victims of wars who seek peace at any cost, even if the cost was keeping oppressive regimes in power over people suffering horrible injustice. The peace we, as feminists and political activists, seek must be just and sustainable. That can only be achieved by modern, democratic, secular state and with accountability. Ensure safe and voluntary return for all displaced persons and refugees, considering the rights of women during their return and during the reconstruction phase. No rights for women without peace and democracy. Women will enjoy their rights only by stopping war and establishing a modern, democratic, secular state, a state of just and law based on the principle of equal citizenship. History has shown that the involvement of women in peacemaking, both locally and internationally, has made an effective and lasting peace. If we really want to understand the situation of women all over the world, we must address the global patriarchal capitalist system, reflected in the structure of the United Nations, which controlled by the will of global capitalist powers, represented by members of the Security Council. One of this Security Council can deprive entire peoples of their freedom, rights, and self-determination. The international capitalist patriarchal system decided after World War II to replace direct wars between the great powers with the proxy wars on the land of marginalized and oppressive peoples on our land, to continue to dominate the world and the sale of weapons and destruction of the environment, and deprivation marginalized groups, among them hundreds of millions of women, including women in the West world, like what happened in Alabama. They denied abortion until it ends with killing and displacement and deprivation of women of their most basic rights, like in our country. The patriarchal capitalist system supports authoritarian regimes in the Third World, which guarantee remaining their people under control to implement the policies of the great powers. We will continue to fight as feminist activists against all forms of political, patriarchal, and religious despotism until achieving freedom, justice, and equality, in cooperating with all the feminist movements and all the free forces in the world that call for freedom and justice for all the peoples of the earth. Thank you.